What's up, guys? Dave Van Auken, the Dave Van Auken Show, presented by Fight Bananas. Let's go. It's Friday, September 2nd. Crazy. Can't believe we're in September. We are absolutely rolling. Guys, I know you've been with us the last 36 hours. We have been busy. You know us. We like to keep the content coming. Content is king. Guys, the last few days, even the Dave Van Auken Show just dropped two podcasts, 125, 126. Broke down a lot of UFC Paris. We had our friend Hannah Guy on the pod. Also, Mike Cuddles, the Jillian Savage Robertson podcast. I get it on there a little bit and chit-chat with her. That just dropped as well, so go get that. A ton of content. Guys, this podcast, 127, our guy undefeated, 2-0, flyweight, fights at Fury FC coming up. My guy Devon Jackson comes on the podcast. I can't wait. I believe he talked to us somewhere. I think it's our guy Eddie on Fight Bananas before, but him and I have never talked. It was a great conversation. We go for 20 minutes. A lot about the UFC flyweight division with Morano and Figueiredo. Of course, Mighty Mouse did his damn thing last week, so we brought up a lot of Mighty Mouse, what he has done for just a lot of, you know, lower weight guys in the industry. So it's a really, really cool conversation. Talk about what Mr. Jackson, DJ Jackson, has on the near horizon. Keep this nice, sweet, and short. A ton of content out there, guys. I'm like overloaded. One, football's back. I was with my guy, John Raffer. We're at Buffalo Wild Wings last night watching goddamn college football. Football's back. We're a week away from my Buffalo Bills doing the damn thing. We got House of the Dragons out there. We got a goddamn new Lord of the Rings shows out there. I'm still catching up on Stranger Things. A lot of content. We'll keep this short. I want to make you guys some money right now. You ready? I got two bets for you. Go right now with mybookie.ag. Use that promo code Bananas. You get 50% match back on your deposit. Mybookie.ag, promo code Bananas. You ready for my two bets? Here we go. Wait, let me get a swig. Okay. One, I love Robert Whittaker, just straight up. Don't get fancy. I've been hearing a lot of decision talk. Yeah, I can see that way, and I lean that way, but you never know. I can see Robert doing something nasty to him. I know Marvin's a goddamn Frankenstein. I know he can walk through shit. I don't want to be fancy. I want to win this bet. He's in that minus 230, 235 range. I love it. I think he should be in the 300s, maybe even over 300. Robert Whittaker does not lose a mixed martial arts contest unless it's against Israel Adesanya. We know, I've seen Marvin fight Izzy not once but twice, and he is no Izzy. Robert Whittaker will win this fight, will win the co-main event, UFC Paris. I feel strong about that. Maybe my number one bet, but just with the odds, I'm going to be like, hey, I'll put a unit on that. Here's my best bet on the card. And the odds are so damn good, I think we can get a lot of return on our money right here. Ciryl Gane and Tai Tuivasa. Huge fight, five-round main event. Ciryl Gane, to me, is a welterweight and a heavyweight body. I said that on multiple podcasts. I think this fight is an absolute lock to go over 2.5 rounds. And right now, that's only at minus 120. You're almost getting even money. If you want to put a unit, if your unit's $100, I believe it's like $84, 100 to win 84, 80, 86, somewhere in that range. So you're making your money back. I myself, I'm putting two units on this. I'm going to mybookie.ag right now, promo code Bananas, and I'm putting two units on the over on 2.5 rounds. I know Ty can throw monsters and throw overhands and stuff of that nature. I just think Ciryl Gane is just too technical. The footwork will be there. He's too smooth. He knows that's what Tai Tuivasa is going to try to do. This, to me, this fight's going 25 minutes, to be brutally honest. So over 2.5 rounds. I love, give it to me. Book it right now. Go to mybookie.ag. So there you go. We made some money. You can go back to watching House of Dragons episode 2. Holy shit. God dang, they're doing the damn thing. All right, guys. Devon Jackson's coming on the pod right now. First time talking with me on the DVA show. Pumped to have him come back again in the near future. Fury FC live on UFC Fight Pass around the corner. Let's talk with our guy, Devon Jackson. What's up, guys? Dave here, the Dave Van Auken Show. We are back. We got a fun one today, guys. I'm very excited to talk to you. Undefeated flyweight. You know, I think he's talked with our guy, Eddie Martinez, under the Fight Banaz banner, but I haven't talked to him yet, so I'm pumped. But before we do, it's Fury FC 69, by the way. But before you do, guys, if you want to make any plays this weekend, especially UFC Paris, next weekend, UFC 279, Chimaev and Diaz, go to mybookie.ag and use that promo code Bananas. 50% match back deposit, promo code Bananas. All right, we paid the bills. It's time to talk, have some fun. Like I said, undefeated flyweight, 2-0. Big fight coming up, UFC Fight Pass style. Bringing my guy, Devon. DJ Quick Jackson, what's up, bro?
What's good, what's good? How you doing?
Man, dude, relax on that bicep snap, man. Relax.
But you got to stack the work, you know? Stack the work every day.
Absolutely, man. How's life? Life's good right now? Treating you well?
Yeah, shoot. I just got done chefing it up. I got some food deliveries to go deliver to a couple of my clients after this.
Okay, okay. So that's what you're doing, you know, to keep things going until, you know, one FC pays you $250 a fight?
Yes, sir. You know what I'm talking about. I'm a businessman at the end of the day, though. So if you eat like a champ, you'll feel like a champ.
That's facts. That's facts, man. All right, well, first of all, yeah, Fury FC 69. George Martinez, that's still the opponent, that's still the face on the calendar.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm going to get a little bit of revenge for my teammate. Okay. My teammate fought him earlier, and yeah, that's didn't like how that went down. He didn't get to show out what he wanted to, so hey, I'm about to step up and let's get it done.
Okay, does that give you a you know, more motivation? Does it give you even more pressure? Hey, I got to get this job not even done for me, even for the team and the family. Does that give you a little bit more motivation or more pressure?
No, motivation. I don't care who they put in front of me, bro. I trained with the best. I got to be the best. I got to walk through whoever they put in front of me. So right. It's just another obstacle that's in the way.
Absolutely.
Let's get it.
The goal isn't 3-0, you know, at Fury FC 69. You know, the goal is 30-0 or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's UFC
yes,
goal,
sir.
One FC goal, whatever you, you know, what company is lucky enough to have you.
Can't okay. stop. Won't
okay.
stop.
Hey, there you go. Hey.
Should we bring in that relentless pressure? So, hey, as I put on a show for the last two, so I'm yeah. hoping to put on another one here in Dallas. Excited for Dallas. Yeah. We got, 3.5 weeks?
Yeah, it's coming quick. It's coming quick, man. It is wild when you put that permanent black marker, that date on the calendar, and all of a sudden you start flipping through days, and you know, and then you got the travel week. You probably got some media stuff the week beforehand and all that. So it's crazy to come up fast.
When you sign on the dotted line.
What's up?
I said when you sign on that dotted line, yes, sir.
Yeah, it gets there. It gets there. With the relentless, is that a not even, you know, giving anything away, but to me, like Colby Covington, everyone knows how he fights. He just moves forward, goes, attacks, and never stops. Brandon Moreno's a little bit the same way. They're just so damn quick. They just never stop. Is that just kind of going to be your, you know, your thing in the inside that ring or octagon? That relentlessness is going to be unmatched by any of your opponents?
Of course. I don't know. I watch a lot of fighting, and of course you got your counter strikers, but I just can't fight like that, yo.
Yeah.
I try to take people to deep water. If you can't stand the pressure, then hey, that's you can't. Hey, you stepped in. You just, like I said, you decided to send that dotted line. So
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I train with a lot of different people. I like to get a lot of different looks, but yeah, it's just I notice that kind of that. I got an all around game, but yeah, like I said, with like a wrestling background, it's always been like that. Like who can like withstand, like, cause sometimes it comes down to that last 30-second takedown.
Right.
So.
Right. 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 The round could be tight. And then of course, if the judges see, you know, DJ on top, you know, that's where they're leaning. You know what I mean? Wrestling background. So you watch a lot of, MMA, UFC all the way down, contender, all that stuff. Oh, froze up on me. We hot right now. We're hot. Let's see. Devin, you good?
Yeah, we good. We back.
I got you.
All right.
The last thing I was saying, so you mentioned wrestling, and you mentioned you watched a lot of MMA. Do you kind of watch everything? You watch, you know, UFC all the way down. Do you watch Contender? You watch all of mixed martial arts?
Yeah, I like to tune in. I caught the fight last weekend with Leon. What was so crazy was like watching the recap. and watching his fight camp, like the planning, I was just like, oh damn, bro, like that, this man was planning to hit him with that combo. And yeah, it was keep your eye on the prize, stay focused, good coaching all around, because I just seen another highlight this morning. They were like, yeah, man's coach was really motivating, and he was like all up in Leon's face the whole time, like, hey yo, like,
Levon, stop feeling sad for yourself, Leon. Yeah. Stop feeling sad for yourself. That video is hype. That video gets me every single time.
Yes, man. Sir. Man. Elevate, motivate. So yeah, that's like I said, I'm staying focused as long as there's time on the clock. Cause yeah, he knew he was down, but yeah. If there's time on the clock, he had everybody behind him. Yeah, just believe in the work you put in.
Like, we got a lot of kids at the house, so sometimes, like, that laundry can get really deep on us, you know? I start to sink a little bit. My wife would be like, hey, Dave, go get that laundry a little bit. I'd be like, one second, let me watch this Leon Edwards video. Leon, get your head up, man. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Video every single time. And then the video I saw, they put that Rocky theme behind it. I'm like, damn,
oh, man, dude. See, look at that. Look at the viralness, the vibes that came off. So really motivating. Like I said, just keeping that head up, thinking positive.
Yeah, that's for sure. Over the last 20 months, especially last maybe 24 months, the UFC flyweight division got on fire. It was crazy. There was so much talks of it, you know, it was going to go away, and they really didn't have like a champion that wanted to stay there and all this stuff. And then with Figueiredo and Marano and even Kai did his thing, you know what I'm saying? They really kind of really brought back the flyweight division. There's a couple guys on the rise too right now. Have you felt that as way as me, as like a media guy seeing it from afar? Have you feel that division's like, okay, finally, like the UFC believes in these flyweights and these guys up top, like Davison and Moreno, especially putting in that work for you guys?
Yeah, they're making a lot more exciting, and like I was watching, like you're saying, there wasn't much interest, I guess, at first, but now they're starting to tune in. They see how fast we are. You got people that are actually trying to finish fights, and that's what it's about, like getting out there and getting after it, and putting on a show for the people. And yeah, that's I like to say, the now that people are seeing, like you said, the Brandon Morenos, the Kai, man. That man got a mean overhand. Yeah. But, like, yeah, it's been fun to watch and adapt. Like, what got me as, like, a mentor is, like, Demetrius, like, looking up to him. And it's crazy watching, like, the walkthrough of his career. And it's, like, yeah, it's cool to see that he's back on top, because I believe, personally, he's the best pound for pound.
Okay, I got a permanent black marker, and Mighty Mouse is on my list. We're getting to him. One more thing, though, before that. Like, you from I watch every show. I watch everything on Fight Pass. I watch every PFL show, UFC show, Contender. I'm in it. I'm going to watch everything. But there's a lot of people that just maybe just watch the pay-per-view, maybe just the UFC every 2-3 months. What do you say to those people? What do you say to the common fan who's really not into it? That sometimes I feel like I think the flyweights are looked unpopular upon, like they not the right way. Like I said, I'm a flyweight guy. I love the action. To me, you guys for 15 minutes, you never stop. And to me, that's super entertaining. You guys are super technical. You got to have power. You got to wrestle. You got to have jits. To me, your overround game is a lot better than heavyweights. But even a crappy heavyweight fight, the fans go crazy for it. They can't wait to it. You know what I'm saying? So what do you say to the fans that maybe don't give the flyweights the credit they deserve?
I think we're finally getting the recognition and the spotlight, if we're being honest. And so that's the way I'm looking at it. I've always kept faith that it's going to continue to grow. And just like we don't know what's in the future, but I haven't seen that flyweight The Ultimate Fighter come around. It's been about 10 years. So, hey, who knows? Like, they bring that back. Like I said, put in that spotlight. You put that spotlight on. You, like you said, you got three new names that are up in the tier. So it's just the more that you keep putting recognition on it, give us a chance. And, yeah, like I said, people are going out there to finish fights. You had that bantamweight come down, Cody, find a flyweight. And, yeah, y'all seen what happened with that. So. Yeah. We hit hard too. Just because we're not heavyweight hitters, don't mean we don't hit hard.
That's true, my man. All right, let's talk about it, man. Mighty Mouse, Demetrius Johnson, one of the greatest mixed martial artists to ever live. I don't care about weight. I don't care about organization. One of the best ever. You just said to you think he's best pound for pound. Do you think right now in 2022, do you think all time? Where do you kind of rank Mighty Mouse? To me, he's a top 10 fighter in the history of the sport. I don't care UFC, any spot, heavyweight, flyweight, female, anything. He's a top 10 fighter ever. Where do you kind of rank him, you know, with a legacy and, you know, all time?
No, definitely like that top three. Okay. Cause like you said, you still got the, like the John Jones, you got the Khabib. If like everybody wishes that he can continue to fight, like, cause he would just maul people, yo. Like, and you can see the adaption. People think that over time, maybe he would have got caught, but hey, that's who's to say. So, a lot of people just, everybody has a different fighting style, but like you said, yeah, definitely in that top. And yeah, he's had an inch, everybody has their own path. And so, yeah, he's left one and put a stamp on it.
That's for sure, man. One of my good guys in the industry, and I know you know him, a pioneer of the sport, Dean Thomas, and he put out a tweet. He really thinks that Mighty Mouse is the greatest mixed martial art artist ever. And he goes, a big reason why is that even what you just said, like even reconnect with those two guys, he goes, like John Jones, you know, he had his thing outside the octagon, kind of got popped a couple times. Even Khabib Nurmagomedov kind of stopped. Like he didn't really, you know, like Mighty Mouse stayed in that bitch for a second. So he did lose because he was in it. And he fought the toughest guys for 8 straight years. And sooner or later, Cerrudo is going to beat you by split decision. That's going to happen. And he just feels like there's so many other guys that kind of not rig the scenario, but just kind of, you know, manipulate it a little bit. And he feels like Demetrius did it the hard way and the right way. And now with like this second arise of him in one and doing his thing, he thinks he's the greatest fighter in the history of the sport. Oh, I lost you.
He's fought some of the toughest people in the world.
Yeah. You good?
One sec.
It's 2022, man. We're making it work. We'll get it. We're adapting and overcoming here.
Hold on. All right, we good?
Yeah, we're good.
We back. All right. Yeah, like you were saying, Demetrius back on the rise. And now you're saying that he's one of the greatest. Man, everybody, like you said, everybody's going to go through trial and triumphs, and he's always had one, that champion mindset. He's led by example. And like you said, he's fought the people that they put in front of him. Like even like Wu-Tang, the Muay Thai, like he's fighting different styles too. So it's like, I don't know, he's fought up a division. He's fought at 35 at one point in time. So I don't know. That's, like you said, definitely that top three. There's weight classes, that, like there's a heavyweight division. There's John Jones, because you got his only one little hiccup in his career. But nah, it's leaving legacies, and that's what we're trying to do out here.
I feel you. All right, man, here's a fun little thing. 5 questions. It's a way to kind of people get to know you better, just as the person, not the fighter. You know what I mean? There's some good questions in here, and we'll let it roll. All right, you ready?
All right. Let's get it.
What's your favorite app? You wake up in the morning, you go to your iPhone. What app do you put on first?
Probably, I guess Instagram. Snapchat, I communicate a lot, but yeah, Instagram, I guess.
Okay.
A video app, because I'd be editing videos all the time.
Yeah,
videography. I'm doing some right now. I'm editing some wedding photos.
Oh, so. Okay. I like that, man. Okay.
Yes, sir.
If you started a charity, what would it be for?
A foundation for nonprofit kids, like giving back to the community, like almost like a Boys and Girls Club. I was actually talking about this with the cell phone shop that I work with.
Okay.
If I could open like a community center, one of the steps I want to do is a gym, but yeah, a community center that where kids can come and channel and learn, and yeah, because that's what I'm always trying to do. That's why I like coaching. It's a way of giving back.
Yeah, love that. What's your favorite carnival food?
Carnival food, funnel cake, you know, and then you put all the fixings on.
Put all on it.
Yeah, that's about a munch down.
A vacation spot. You like tropical or cold?
Tropical, definitely tropical. Sure, I just seen some nice blue water here in the Pacific Northwest. This lake up in the mountains. It
Yeah.
was, yeah, it was gorgeous.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm a Florida guy, and actually just this past weekend I went to Albuquerque, New Mexico, for the bare knuckle event. Went to Jackson Wink, kind of went up there, did some things. Man,
Okay.
it's like it's crazy. People don't understand. Like, I didn't get it either. Like, you walk outside of Florida, you just start to sweat. Like, you're like you're in the ocean already. Albuquerque is so dry, but like the oxygen is thin. It's weird. It's wild. Like, people, it's a real thing out there.
No, for sure, for sure. And like I used to be down south, like in Houston, the
Yeah.
humidity that you're
Yeah.
talking about. Yeah, people talk about the heat here, like, oh, it's hot. I'm like, well, it's a dry heat. Like if you guys go, you guys wouldn't survive because I had to adjust. And yeah, and some people don't adjust. They're just like, yeah, like you said, if you're talking about dry heat, yeah, you ain't ready for no humidity.
It's wild, man. Last one for you. Who is your all-time favorite combat sports athlete?
Combat sport athlete. Mighty Mouse.
Mighty Mouse. Okay.
Mighty
Hey, it's
Mouse.
a Mighty Mouse podcast today,
It's
man. I like
a Mighty
it.
Mouse. Yeah, it's just, yeah, as GSP. I liked watching him growing up. It's one of the first people I was kind of watching. And then you got like Chuck Liddell,
Yeah.
Mean Overhands, and then like the Gracies that the no size difference, like with the
Yeah.
beginning of the UFC and stuff, the Ultimate Fighter. Like
That's a good
the
Mount
beginning
Rushmore right there. You got
days.
Gracie, you got GSP, you got Chuck, you got Mighty Mouse. That's a pretty good Mount Rushmore right there. I can live with that. I can live with that. Man, here we go. Fury FC 69 versus George Martinez, the undefeated DJ Quick Devon Jackson, my guy. Any last words? Anything you want to get off your chest, my man? Any kind of sponsor plugs? Anything you want to push?
Shout out to my gym, Mercenary, Iron Shin over in Vegas, and Fury for always putting on the show, giving us a platform. So, and Can't Stop, Won't Stop, Life is Memories. If you want to check out some food, thechampburrito.com, eat like a champ, feel like a champ, and the YouTube channel. Go subscribe.
Gotcha. Man, send me those links after this. Through Instagram, send me those links. I'll put it on this podcast and the guts of it. And when we send it out there, it'll be a part of it. All right.
Yeah, sounds good. Sure, I got a free workout on there. So, hey,
Hey.
30
All
minutes a
right.
day. If y'all ain't getting it in 30 minutes a
Yeah.
day, that's why you ain't getting where you need to be.
You're right, man. I'm like, I went to Albuquerque, gained 6 pounds, man. So let me get that workout in. All right. I'm with
Yes,
you.
sir.
All right, my guy. Be good, man. It was appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. Good luck. Good skill to
Appreciate
you in a
you.
couple weeks. All right.